How we doing?
You started working with him in the spring to now.
Say that again. Start with me.
Since you started working with him, Christian Hackenberg,
okay,
in the spring to now, what particular areas of progress have you seen in that time period?
I just think getting familiar. The biggest thing is the offense and, you know, the timing, three-step, five-step, seven. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this offense. Mentally, he does a great job picking up everything. And then it's just having the right footwork, making the right throws, make sure it's on time. That's the biggest thing. And I tell you what, he's had a good week of practice, both those guys have so far.
John, how much of an unknown is he? I mean, he's obviously less of an unknown because you guys see him behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But do you truly know what you have in a quarterback until you actually see him in a regular season?
That's a good point. You know, you got to wait till they're in the regular season game to get a true evaluation of a guy. I truly believe that's at every single position, not just a quarterback. So we haven't seen him in a real game yet. So.
John, how would you assess what you've seen with Kenny the last 2 weeks?
Yep.
Negatives. What
do you think? Well, I don't want to get into positive negatives. I don't really want to do that. But listen, mentally he's done a great job. He's been sharp with that, preparing, knowing exactly what to do. He missed some throws. You got to make those throws. But listen, I love his attitude, wanting to come back this week. Still working on things he needs to work on. That's half the battle. You know what I'm saying? And don't lose your confidence. You know, you can make those throws. And Coach Bates, you know, he does a great job with those quarterbacks all week, stressing the things he needs to work on. He's done a really good job with that.
Did he take steps from New Orleans to last week?
I think so. I really do. I think so. He just missed a couple throws. And you got guys open, and you got to hit those guys. You got to do that.
He talked after the game about not having his feet and his eyes in sync, you know, in terms of.
Yeah, I think sometimes, I'm not a quarterback guru, but sometimes you might rush the throw a little bit too much where you can really take the proper footwork and throw the ball and put it in there. When he does that, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. So we've continued to work on those things.
What can you tell him, John, to obviously?
You just got to coach him up. You just got to coach him up. Say, listen, just trust yourself. Make sure you do the right thing. You do it in practice. Carry it over what you do in practice and bring it to the game. That's what you got to do. That's what every player's got to do.
Have you seen him pressing at all? Because obviously he wants to do well and knows there's a window for him. You know, this is an opportunity.
No, I don't see him pressing. I really don't. Things don't faze him. He just goes the next play. That's what you need to do. You need to be mentally tough, especially at that position.
He spoke after the Saints game about not being happy with his footwork. He felt like last week that was something he could fix.
Yeah.
And then it seemed to be an issue again.
Yeah.
As you guys diagnosed it,
it's not always the footwork. It's okay. Just making sure you make the right throw. You know what I mean? And you got to put it on him. And, it takes time in this game, especially in this type of offense where, you know, there's quick passes that need to be on time. There's five steps, there's sevens. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. And the more practice you get, the better you'll get. And I truly believe that in both those guys.
You said earlier this year that Hackenberg is basically a rookie this season. So with that in mind, have you seen the kind of progress you've wanted from him?
I haven't practiced, but we don't know. We don't know in the game, you know what I mean? So, but I have. I have seen that.
So, I mean, how important, if he does play Sunday, how important will that be as far as making a determination?
Well, I think it's a determining factor. I mean, that's up to the head coach if he makes that call. He always gets some reps with the first team, and he's got a couple more this week, so we'll see what happens.
Is it fair to say on Hackenberg you had to like break him down to build him back up just because a new system?
Say that again from the beginning.
Do you feel like you had to break him down to build him back up just because you have a new system? You were new with him, and like you said, he was almost like a rookie.
Yeah. I think so. I think you got to break it down. At every position, you got to break it down. Here's the fundamentals of the quarterback position, the running back positions, every position. It's even a receiver having the proper stance, proper footwork, all that stuff. It's a process. It's a process. It takes time, especially coming from the college ranks now. I mean, these guys are in the gun all the time. You know what I mean? They're not working on footwork. It's ball out, throw. You know what I mean? So, it takes some time. I really do believe that.
You talked about with Christian the timing. Like, all quarterbacks, the timing in this offense.
Right? Yeah.
And that how important it is to get the reps in practice. Well, you know, considering he hasn't gotten a ton of first-team reps,
yep.
if he goes in, out there and plays on Sunday, what are reasonable expectations for this guy? You know what I mean, if you're putting him out there for the first
time? Well, the expectations are, listen, they're on an NFL team now, to go out and do the right thing. You know, to go out and do the best that you can to your ability, and it's my job to make sure I put them in the right position to have success. You know, if we do that, I think we do a pretty good job doing that as coaches. You know, you got to make those throws. Okay, if the guy's open, you got to make the throw. Listen, it's an ongoing process. We can talk about this, and we're not going to know until we get in the game. But I think Petty, I think he's gotten better at things, and there's things he needs to continue to work on.
John,
go ahead. Everybody's interrupting you.
That's
well, you got to be a bully sometime.
I'm trying to be nice.
Come on.
Do you think there's an issue then a little bit in the NFL? Because you've talked about how Bryce needs time to develop and Christian needs time to develop.
Yeah.
The fact is that if you guys don't get a quarterback soon, I mean, there are going to be wholesale changes with the coaching staff, the upper management. So do you think there's an issue in the NFL that sometimes you just don't have the time that you have to invest in a quarterback to develop them?
Well, listen, the way the offseason is nowadays, I mean, back in the day when I first started coaching, you're going to have these guys all around all the time, and that's crucial, but now you can't. So if you can find, you know, somebody that's mechanically good, you can see it when you watch the tape. You can see it, and then it's just cleaning up a few things. But I think it takes time. I really – listen, I'm not a quarterback guru. I'm not. I mean, I might be a – something for Coach Bates. He's better at all that than I am. At every position, I think it takes time, especially the way the college game is nowadays. Even with the offensive line, I mean, they're not reading defenses. They're just dropping back in one protection. It's a whole new ball game. And receivers getting in huddle, it's totally different. It takes time for some of these guys. And, you know, sometimes you're fortunate to get a couple guys that can plug right in and they know exactly what to do. But, you know, I think it takes time. It's not fair, you know, when you get a draft or you get a guy, it takes time, man. If he can come play right away, that's awesome. That's a bonus. But I think it takes time.
John, how do you assess your first year as a play caller? We've been asking you, you know, periodically throughout the year how it's gone. Now that you're, you know, nearing the end, as challenging, more challenging, how would you depict that?
I think it's as – what I thought it was going to be, but listen, I've learned a lot as far as like my personality, you know, being more vocal with the offense, with the team, listening. You know, we had a period there where there's, you know, some players said some certain things, and I listened. You know what I mean? And I listened. I think you should listen to the players. If it's good for the team, then we'll do it. So I'm kind of happy with myself that I listened. I didn't do this by myself. It's all with the coaches. It's all with the players. They make it all work. There's a lot of stuff I wish I could have done differently. But listen, we learn as we go. I mean, it's like we just talked about with the players. You know, it takes time, and I'll get better with certain things. But listen, I've had a blast, and it's been fun. There's been ups and downs, and but I've always stuck with my preparation. That's the way I was taught. You know what I mean? Stick with your preparation and trust it. And I think I've done that. And I'll learn as I go, as long as I do this job. But it's been fun.
Are you referring to right after the Atlanta game?
Say it again.
You were alluding to right after the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
The whole pass run thing.
Yeah. So. Listen, I learn. I'll admit my mistakes. You guys know I'll do that. Listen, it's been a blast. And let's see if we can get a W. See if we can get a W this last game.
Did you like coaching up in the box? Did you like coaching up in the box still? Or
did
you,
I do.
You did? Okay.
It's just more clear for me. It takes the emotion out of the game. I've been up there my whole life, you know.
Costello didn't live from when you guys faced the Patriots a couple months ago.
Yeah.
They were still kind of trying to find their way
on
defense. How much different do they look defensively now than a couple months ago?
Yeah, they're playing really good defense right now. They've changed up a couple of things. I mean, who knows what, you know, Coach Belichick? You know, he does a really good job. Those guys play really hard. Good secondary, good D line, linebackers. They do a good job in the scheme of what they do. I mean, we got to be ready for anything. Because before in the past, I've seen him do different things, what you don't see what on film, you know what I mean? So, but they're playing really hard. They're playing at a high level right now. So hopefully we can get a W.
Does Petty's inconsistent footwork diminish his accuracy?
I think that has a little bit to do with it. But you can have the same footwork and then miss the throw, too. So it goes both hand in hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
I do know that much.
All right, fellas. We'll see you. Yep.